Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Yes, and happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, you guys. I tell you guys, an amazing, wonderful Tuesday. Yes, happy Tuesday to you guys. Man, I know kids get out of school. I know people are going to school. I know kids probably still on spring break. You know, spring break still going on. Also, I know people getting off work, going to work. Or just off today, but happy Tuesday to you guys. But today, before we say, happy birthday to you. I wanna say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to everyone, birthday today. We got something amazing, wonderful birthday. Yes, birthday. But today, of course, we're gonna talk about this movie called Cash Out. A good movie. We're gonna talk about that. Also, I'm talking about the March Madness women's sport happened yesterday, the game. Also, I'm talking about the NBA, of course, that's what we're going to talk about. But first, let's talk about the movie called Cash Out. It come out, released April 26th. So, you know, you can go in theaters and watch it. Like, it was a good movie. You got some good actors in this. It's about robbing this hype, right? This hype. They robbing this I think he was a drug dealer. I think, I'm not sure. He a big time person. He on this hype, trying to get this stuff. You know, trying to get this stuff. Also, it's like a good movie. I saw the trailer. It's a good movie. He's trying to score big. You know, he's trying to score big. Trying to rob the biggest bank in Miami. I think it was filming in Miami. Also, you got some of your favorite dope actors playing in this movie. Also, you got your favorite artist playing this movie, so it's good. You know, we got the SWAT team, the FBI, all of them, and it's trying to take out him, the main target, because you know, it's gonna be good. I don't want to spoil it, but it's called Cash Out. You can watch it. You know, I think I'll be in a dealer. I think it's gonna be in a dealers. I think, I'm not sure, but I hope so. It do. I'm not sure. It's probably is gonna be in a dealers. So, go check it out. Cash Out. Drop April 26th. So, go check it out. It's a good movie. It's a good film. You can watch, you know. There's a lot of stuff going on in that movie. It's a lot of stuff. But now, let's move on to the women college basketball course. Happened yesterday. LSU versus Ohio. Good game. Good game in the first, second quarter. First half was good. Good matchup. Third quarter, Ohio just never look back in the third quarter. Finish off in the fourth quarter. LSU tried to make a run, but it was too late. So it was a good game. Everybody watching it. I really, really enjoy it. If you a basketball fan, if you play basketball, man, you know how basketball is. You know, get chippy and stuff like that. But it was a good game. I know everyone watched the whole world watching this game. A rematch, but in the day, LSU still the champs, you know, from last year. Can't take that away from them. Of course, they came up very, very short and stuff like that. Man, Kelly Carter is a different monster. You know, a good three-point shooter. Injuries, a good big center. Flajay is so good as well. Man, it's just they came up short. LSU did come up short. But it was a good game. I wish they met again in, like, in the Natty. Like the final, I feel like in the Elite Four, the Final Four. But it was cool. But I enjoyed it. I really, really did enjoy it. But I feel like that game should have waited, like, in the Final Four or when they faced for the championship. Because that game was going to be watching guards, but it don't matter. But it was a good matchup. You know, it was a good matchup. Love it. I really, really did enjoy it. Watching it, because these ladies did Leave everything off on that court, you know, nothing. Man, it was a good game. It was a good game. Yes, you was if you was watching the game, you was frustrating. But hey, it was a good game. You can't take that away from them. But it was a good game. It was a good game. But you can't take that away from LSU. They still a champ. Iowa, they move on, face UConn, of course. But it was a good game. Another good game yesterday was UConn versus USC. That was a good game as well. But USC came up short. Juju Smith-Watson. She did good. She did really good. A freshman, and you can't take that away from him. She put her team on her back. But, you know, they came up short as well. Man, they're going to feel them. They're going to feel them. You know, she got three more years at USC. 3 more years because she's a freshman. You know, sophomore year, she failed the final Elite Eight. Now, so it's gonna be a good matchup. But UConn, of course, hit 82, USC 73. Good game. But yeah, it was a good game. But Friday game, you know, we got 2 games. Friday we got NC State versus No. 1 seed South Carolina. They play at 6 p.m. on Friday. That's gonna be a good game as well. UConn versus Clayton Cart at 9:30 p.m. That's gonna be a good game. Paige Backer versus Caitlin Cart. That's gonna be a good game. Good matchup. That's gonna be a good game. I hope so. If they guard each other, that'd be a cold matchup. Paige Backer and Caitlin Cart. Excuse me. Matching up. That'd be a good game. Caitlin Cart versus Paige Backer. Matching up, going back and forth. Bags after bags. Well, that's gonna be a good game to watch. Yeah, one of these teams will, face the team, South Carolina or NC State, will go to the championship, try to win their natty. They play it on Sunday, April 7th, and they wait their opponent versus UConn or Caitlin Cart, 8:30 p.m., and they play them, face them. So, one of these is going to be a champion, so... Man, it's like basketball is so good. Like, this woman's basketball is so good. Like, everyone watching the women's basketball, and that's the goal, you know. They put it on the map, you know, everyone watching these games. It's a good matchup, and I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm, like, really, really enjoying it, and I love it. I really do love it. It's like, you never know who's going to win. You never know who's going to lose. But it's a good game. It's a good matchup. Can't wait for Clayton Carr versus Paige Backer. Also, you got South Carolina NC State. That's going to be a good matchup as well. And both of them teams, like them two games, is matter, you know. The next chapter is face the other opponent to win that championship. So, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. So get your popcorn ready, cause them games about to be. Teams about to leave it out. Like these players about to leave it out on the court, cause they know the next step is to win that natty. You know that's everyone go. Be the last team standing as well. So it's gonna be tough. So just enjoy the game of basketball. So enjoy. Get your popcorn ready. Buckle up. Because it might be a good matchup Friday. So, ain't no game Tuesday. Ain't no game today. Yes, tomorrow. Illinois versus some team tomorrow. But, like, the main, like, Division One schools, they play Friday. So, they got tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and they play Friday. And the game are late, so NC State versus South Carolina play at 7 p.m. Eastern, but Sister play at 6 p.m. And then UConn versus Louisville, they play at 8:30 p.m. So that'd be 9:30 p.m. Friday, so that'd be the last game. So They game back matchup. That's gonna be a good game. So get your popcorn ready, get your drink ready, cause that game will be good Friday. So get it ready, cause it's going down. I say down. I mean down. Cause you gonna enjoy it. You gonna love it. Man, you gonna love it. But now let's move on to the NBA, of course. Yesterday games, it was good, you know. Some, like I said, some team did clutch a playoff spot. You know, they did clutch a playoff spot yesterday. Some team clutch a playoff spot in the play-in. So it's good. It's going down. But yesterday games, of course, we had Trailblazers versus Orlando. Man, it came out to the wire. A close game. Orlando, of course, won 104 to Trailblazers 103. They got the Celtics versus the Hornets. Okay game. But Celtics, of course, 118 to Hornets 104. We got the Grizzlies versus Detroit Pistons. Grizzlies 110 to Detroit 108. They got the Nets versus the Indiana. It was okay game. But the Knicks, of course, lost 111 to Pacers 133. They got the Bulls and the Hawks. Okay game, but the Hawks, of course, 113 to Bulls 101. They have the Spurs and the Pels. I like it was a good game, but of course, Suns 124 to Pels 111. It was a good game. But tonight, you got the Bucks versus the Wizards at 6 p.m. You got the Lakers versus the Raptors at 6 p.m. You got the Knicks versus the Heat at 6:30 p.m. You got the OKC versus 76. 6:30 p.m. They got the Rockets versus Timberwolves. 7 p.m. They got the Spurs versus the Nuggets. 8 p.m. They got the Cavs versus the Jazz. 8 p.m. They got the Mavericks and Warriors. 9 p.m. That game might be good. I cannot wait. They got the Clippers versus the Kings at 9 p.m. These games might be so good because every team is fighting for a playoff spot. I really plan like fighting for a playoff spot because they know the season's about to be over no time soon. You know, no time soon. So teams are fighting for a playoff spot. But, of course, you got the East, you got the Celtics already clutched the playoff spot. Ben clutched that and clutched the first seed. Ben did that. But, Celtics are number one. Bucks, Cavs, Knicks, Orlando, Indiana, Heat, 76ers, Bulls, Hawks, Nets, Raptors, Hornets, Wizards, Detroit, Pistons. Also, Bulls did clutch the play-in spot. So, congratulations to the Chicago Bulls. They clutched the play-in spot. So, congratulations to them. So, yeah. Congratulations to them. Be the first team to clutch the play-in spot. But, today, let's talk about the West. The Timberwolves did clutch the playoff spot. So, congratulations to them. They clutched it. So yeah. Congratulations to them. But, number one, of course, OKC. Number two, Champs, Nuggets, Timberwolves, Clippers, Dallas, Pel, Suns, King, Lakers, Warriors, Rockets, Jazz, Grizzlies, Trailblazers, Spurs. These are, you know, like I said, the West, it's like you gotta buckle up. Like, you gotta buckle up because the West, it could flip anytime soon. And you really, really do enjoy it and you really do love it. So, just gotta buckle up because it's about to be a long ride. Only team that like lasting, like the trying to clutch, like the Rockets trying to clutch. They need the Warriors or the Lakers. They got going. They got to go back on the running streak. No, they got to because Warriors. Can they catch up with the Warriors? Yes, they need the Warriors lose. They only got 38 wins. They need to keep winning. They gotta keep winning. They play today against the Timberwolves. So this is a must-game win to catch up with the Warriors. Also, the Warriors Thursday, they play against the Warriors Thursday, so they got beat the Warriors. So they got them balled out April 14th. I think the last season game probably the April 14th, I think. I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm not sure if it's April 14th. I think it is. April 14th is the last regular season. And teams are fighting. Let me see. Yes, April 14th. It's April 14th, I believe. It's April 14th. But teams got, you know, it's like, it's must do or die. You know, it's must do or die. If you want to, like I said, if you want home court advantage, you gotta, you know, that's number one option. That's everyone have home court advantage. You know, second option, play on the road. Clutch playoff spot, play on the road. Third option, the final option, play in the play-in tournament. And try to, you know, win the game. Whoever played, it's a tough, it's a needy, greedy game. You gotta, you know, you gotta love it, you gotta enjoy it. Cause it's gonna be tough. It's very, 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 very tough, like I said. You never know who gonna win, you never know who gonna lose. But it's like, it's down to the nitty gritty, like the really nitty gritty. And nobody can stop you, you know, that's the memo. Like, you gotta go on these winning streets to order clutch playoff spot. Cause no team about to sit up and give you the win. If they, don't matter if they out the playoff position, they eliminate, they going home after season over, they season over with. But they not giving up as well. They gonna fight which they try to get a win, try to leave their mark as well and have that momentum and stuff like that. So it's gonna be tough. You gotta enjoy. You gotta really, 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 really enjoy watching these games. Cause like, man, basketball season almost over. Then we got the WNBA coming very, very soon. Yes, we got hockey closing very, very soon as well. We got baseball just started. So we got baseball. We got, you know, sports still going on. But like, then we got football coming very, very soon as well. But you gotta you gotta really, really, really enjoy watching this game and live in the moment. Yes, team will mess up, but it's like teams that are eliminated, like I said, are eliminated. After the season, they go home, but they're going to put up a fight, a team that are fighting for like a playoff spot. They're going to still fight. They don't tell you, you got to work for it. We're not giving up. And no matter our season, though, we'll make sure that team that you ahead, you don't give you an L, and so they can catch up. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep pounding them because end of the day, you got to keep on pushing and pounding because end of the day, your season on the line. Your season is on the line. And like I said, playoffs, the play-in tournament can be like tough, like really, really, really tough because if you, like I said, if you're in a 7 or 8 seed, right? 7 or 8 seed, right? If you lose, right? You got another option. You got your last option because you're facing the ninth and the 10th seed. The ninth and 10th seed, if you win, you move on to face the 7th and 8th seed. If you lose, you go home. Your season's over. You got a second option. You got the second option and the odds, like in the 8th or the 8th or the 7th seed, face the loser, the winner in the 9th and 10th seed, the loser in the 7th and 8th seed, face the 9th and 10th seed. And say the Heat win, so they face the Bucks, right? They face the Bucks. So, 76 got to wait for the Bulls or the Hawks and see who going to win that game. Say the Chicago Bulls win. Say Chicago Bulls win, right? You move on to the next round. Facing the 76ers, right? And you fight for that last, that 8th seed spot to clutch it, to face the Celtics, you know? Face them and stuff like that. So, you gotta give it your all. You gotta give it your all because you never know. Or the Hawks. Hawks versus the Heat. Bulls versus the Heat. Whoever. 76ers versus the Hawks. Whoever. In that scenario, though. It can't switch. It can't switch. It's like, who wanted it more? That's all I'm saying. Like, who wanted more? Because season over with, you know? That's a bad predicament, but you put yourself in that position. You put your team, you and your team put your guys in that predicament, you know? Because every team not going to lay down at all. No team about to lay down for nobody. So, you got to keep on pushing. You got to keep on going. Same thing for the East. Me for the West. It was on the East. Same for the West. Say the Kings lose to the Suns. Say the Suns face the Nuggets. Suns face the Nuggets, right? The King faces the Lakers. Okay, it's worst season over with. So, who gonna face the OKC? OKC gotta wait to see who they gonna face, the King or the Lakers, which one? Or the Suns versus the Lakers, which one? or the Sun vs. the Warrior. Which ones? The OKC still got to wait. The Warrior vs. the Kings. OKC got to wait still to face somebody. Somebody. That's why I say it's cool. You know, it's fine. The first option, like, everyone asks to be in a good playoff spot. A good, have home court advantage. If I have that home court advantage, I can play with my fans. My fans, we can feed the energy. We can get the energy off our fans. Also, we give our fans the energy as well. We get our fans into it. The same option, yes, our fans on the road, but you in a hostile environment. And it can get tough. It can get tough. Because the two first games on the road, tough. Got to be mentally tough. Same thing you at home. Mentally tough. You got ball out. It's best out of four. You got to win game one. You got to win game two. You got to win on the road. Game three at third house. Game four at third house. Move on to the next round. Because it go up to game seven. So you're trying to beat the next opponent who you're facing and get some rest. Because, you know, yes, it's slowly. Could you play? So say you play Sunday. You don't have to play Monday, but you play Tuesday. So forth. You got to have that mental toughness. You got to have it. You got to keep working. Yes, we got to practice Monday. But, excuse me. But you resting up after practice. You resting up for the night and get ready. And then when the game come Tuesday in the morning, game, like, you know, it'll be at nighttime. Games do be at nighttime. And you shooting up, going through the drills and stuff like that, going off, like, you know, running around, not, well, going, like, do, like, the drills and stuff like that. And you're ready for the game, you gotta ball out. Because team's not gonna let up at you at all. They're not gonna let up. You gotta ball out. Non-stop. Just gotta ball out. But I don't know how you guys feel like the movie Cats Out. Also, how you feel about the March Madness game yesterday. Also, not how you feel about the NBA games last night. Also, are you guys excited for your teams being a play-in or the playoff? How you guys feel about that? But, yeah, before we go, let's take a breath in. Let it out. And a breath in. Let it out. God first, yo first. If you sing salute to you guys. God first. Kid. Yourself. Salute to the single parents out there on y'all back on. God first, self first, sniff of the relationship with no kids. Salute to you guys on y'all back on. God first, kid first, self first, sniff of the relationship. Take care of your kids. Salute to you guys on y'all back on. Salute to you guys. Also, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Of course, follow us on Wiz. Also, make sure you guys tell a friend, tell everybody that you know, tell their people about Shaitan Empire. Today, people about Shaitan Empire. Put it on for your dog, your cat, your snake. Put it on for everybody so you can listen to Shaitan Empire. Put it on your cop and stuff like that so you can listen to Shaitan Empire. Also, Joke Check Out Season 1. Go check it out. Season 1, Season 2, Season 3. Still in Season 4. Check it out. The season. We almost over with the season. Season 4 almost over with. But still, check it out. Also, I want to say, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to my birthday today. Enjoy you guys' birthday. Also, hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Tuesday. We'll be back here tomorrow. No, of course, Motivation Wednesday. Same time. Always say this. Shout out to everyone overseas. Love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love you guys so much. Love you guys. Really hard. You know, family. We family over here. But like I say, if nobody loves, we love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Peace and love. We love.
love you guys on the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Chi-Town Empire Show. We love you guys, we gone.